Welcome to the Morning Dose. Everything you need to know before the market opens.
Good morning. It looks like we're shaking off yesterday's tech weakness and gearing up for a modestly higher open.
That's right. After seeing those mega caps pull back, the market seems to be finding its footing. And it looks like we have one company in particular to thank for that.
You're talking about Micron, right? They delivered a stellar report after the bell yesterday. A classic beat and raise that seems to have restored some confidence in the whole AI space.
A big beat, too. They beat earnings per share by 17 cents and guided first quarter revenue and EPS above what the street was expecting. But the stock's reaction is a little interesting, isn't it?
It is. It immediately popped about 5% on the news, but it's given most of that back in the pre-market. I think it's a bit of a sell the news, knee-jerk reaction for some traders.
So you're not concerned about that fade?
Not really, because the underlying story is so strong. They also announced they're partnering with Taiwan Semiconductor to manufacture their next general HBM4 chips. That's a huge long-term positive. The initial pop might have been a bit much, but the foundation is solid.
Got it. And Micron isn't the only AI-related story making waves. Alibaba is having a massive morning.
Oh, absolutely. Baba is trading up around 9%. They're unveiling their strategic roadmap for next-generation AI, and a key part of that is deeper cooperation with NVIDIA. The market loves hearing that.
It seems like everyone is trying to get closer to NVIDIA. We're also seeing reports that OpenAI is in discussions to lease chips directly from them. It just reinforces who holds the power in this space.
It really does. It's NVIDIA's world, and everyone else is just building in it. And speaking of big tech, Amazon is also getting a nice lift this morning from an upgrade to overweight at Wells Fargo.
Okay. From the giants of tech to a name that is absolutely exploding this morning, we have to talk about Lithium Americas.
LAC, what a move. It's up more than 60% in the pre-market. This is a pure catalyst-driven surge based on a report that the Trump administration is seeking an equity stake of up to 10%.
Wow. Anytime you hear about potential government involvement in a strategic sector like lithium, it's going to light a fire under the stock. That will be a fascinating one to watch at the open.
For sure. It's a reminder that headlines can still move markets, especially on a day that's otherwise pretty quiet on the macro front.
That's a great point. What are we looking at for economic data today?
Not a whole lot. We already got the MBA mortgage applications, which were up a tiny 0.3%. The only other release of note is August new home sales at 10 a.m. Eastern. The consensus is looking for around 650,000.
So with a lack of major economic catalysts, the market is really just trading on these individual company stories.
Exactly. It's a stock picker's environment this morning. You have to focus on where the relative strength is. I'm still seeing some minor momentum in energy and financials, which could be a good hedge. And some defense and industrial names showed strong accumulation into yesterday's close.
So any quick ideas for traders getting ready for the bell?
I'd be cautious about chasing the weakness in some of those mega cap names. There was some clear profit taking yesterday. For a continuation play, a name like Kratos Defense or KTOS looks interesting, but the main theme is managing risk. Some indicators are flashing a bit overbought, so don't get too aggressive.
Great insights. So the key takeaway is a cautiously bullish open, led by strong earnings in the semiconductor space, but traders should stay nimble and focused on individual stock catalysts.
That's the playbook. The big question is whether these single stock stories have enough juice to push the entire market back toward record highs. We'll find out soon enough.
Excellent. That's all the time we have for this morning's briefing. Thanks for tuning in to The Morning Dose. We'll be back tomorrow to get you set for the trading day.